September 18, 1938. How Jesus feels his sufferings being repeated in ours. How he never moves in his works and in his love for us. Example of the flower for those who do not live in divine will. I am in the sea of the divine volition among immense bitternesses and the most humiliating humiliations, like a poor condemned. And if it weren't for Jesus, my support, strength and help, I don't know how I could live. Then my sweet Jesus, sharing my pains, was suffering together with me, and in the ardor of his pains and love told me, my dear daughter, if you knew how much I suffer, if I let you see it, you would die of pain. I am forced to hide everything, all the torment and the rawness of the pain I feel, not to distress you even more. Know that they didn't condemn you, but me, together with you. I myself feel as though being condemned, since condemning good is condemning myself. You, however, unite in my will our condemnation to the one I received when I was crucified, and I will give you the merit of my condemnation and all the goods that it produces. It made me die, then it called to life my resurrection, in which everyone was to find life and resurrection of all goods. With their sentence they believe they can kill what I said on my divine will, but I will allow such chastisements and sad events that I will make my truths rise again more beautifully, more majestic, in the midst of the peoples. Therefore, from your side and mine, let's move nothing. Let's keep doing what we have done, even if everybody should be against us. This is my divine way, for all evil creatures may do, I never move my works. I always preserve them with my creative power and virtue. For love of those who offend me, I always love them without ceasing. If we never move, our works are accomplished, remaining always beautiful, doing good to all. But if we moved, all things would go into ruin and no good would be accomplished. Therefore, in this too I want you with me always still, never moving from inside my will, and doing what you've done until now, attentive to listen to me, to be the narrator of my will. My daughter, what is not enjoyed today, will be enjoyed tomorrow. What now seems darkness because it finds blind minds, will turn into sun tomorrow for those who have eyes. How much good they will do. So, let's keep doing what we've done. Let's do what is needed from our side so that nothing may be missing of help, light, good and surprising truth to make my will known and to make it reign. I will use every means of love, grace and chastisement. I will touch all sides of creatures in order to have my will reign. When it will seem that the true good is about to die, then, it will rise again more beautiful and majestic. But while he was saying this, he showed me a sea of fire in which the whole world was about to be wrapped. I was shaken, and my adorable Jesus, pulling me towards himself, told me, my blessed daughter, courage, don't be afraid. Come into my divine will so that its light may remove from you the sad sight of what is happening in the world, and as I talk to you about my will, let us soothe the pains that, unfortunately, both of us are suffering. See, how beautiful it is to live in my will. What I do, the soul does. As she hears my I love you, she soon repeats to me I love you, and I, feeling loved, transform her so much into myself that in one voice we say, we love everyone, we do good to all, we give life to all. If I bless, we bless together. We adore and glorify together. We run together to help anyone, and if they offend me, we suffer together. Oh! How happy I am in seeing that a creature never leaves me alone. How beautiful is the company of one who wants what I want, does what I do. The union makes happiness arise, heroism in doing good, tolerance in bearing. Even more, since she is a human creature, belonging to the human family that does nothing other than send me nails, thorns and pains not to sadden her, I abstain from sending their deserved chastisement, while finding in this creature my hiding place and my desired company. I know that she would be sad if I punished them as they deserve. Therefore, never leave me alone. Loneliness is one of the hardest and most intimate pains of my heart. Not having one to whom to say a word both in sufferings and joys makes me so delirious of pain and love that, if you could experience it, you would die of pure pain. This is exactly not living in my will, leaving me alone. The human will takes the creature away from her creator, and as she goes, peace leaves while anxiety takes its place within her, tormenting her. Lack of strength debilitates her. Beauty fades away. Good dies while evil arises. Passions keep her company. Poor creature without my will, into what an abyss of miseries she throws herself. It happens as to the flower that, not being watered, feels as if it's losing its life. It becomes faded, bends on its own stem, and waits for death. And if the sun enwraps it, finding it with no water, it burns it and dries it completely. Such is the soul without my will. She is like a soul with no water. My very truths, which are brighter than the sun, not finding her watered by the life of my will, burn her even more, blinding her, so she is incapable of understanding them in order to receive the good and the life they possess. She even reaches the excess of making war on good and against my very truths that bring life to the creatures. Therefore, I want you always in my will so that neither of us suffer the hard pain of loneliness.